Welcome to In the Flow with your hosts, Amy and Layla,
where we dive into all things intuition, spirituality, and the behind the scenes of two intuitive channels.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to In the Flow with Amy and Layla. We're so happy to be here with you. It's been a minute and life has just been nonstop, full of goodness, also full of integration. How have you been, Layla, over the past few weeks?
I've been good. I've been moving through whatever illness everyone seems to have. So I have a little bit of a tickle in my throat right now. But other than that, it's been a moment of, integration, reevaluation, and kind of like a silence, this in-between kind of void period where I'm really kind of feeling into the energy of how my next way of I wanting to show up. And I think a lot of other people are as well. So that's really where I've kind of am and moving through.
Yes. And that's like the perfect segue into all of the changes and they really feel like advancements. That's the word I'm hearing, advancements in the flow of how we're showing up. And so we want to share right off the bat with everybody that we are so happy. We've transitioned Soulwise LA to a free community platform, and there is a lot of goodness there and some amazing people. So if you would like to join, Layla and I are inviting you, and we'll put the link below. This is such a great opportunity. We have a library full of information and past live experiences. Then we'll be continuing with more as the months go on. However, we're actually going to be a little bit more in the flow with the lives. And I think that's great. So it helps to let the energy breathe. And I'm going to be traveling a bit. And Layla, you've got things coming up. So it just felt that spirit was giving us a heads up right on time.
Yes. Yeah. It's all about, we wanted to keep providing the content, showing up. We love our community. We love who's within it. And really the mentoring and the connection is really what lights us up and we really enjoy. And so we're working out ways that we can continue to do that in a less restrictive and a more in the flow way, which is really how I feel spirit is taking most people, is how can you be more in flow with life and really feel like you have a balance? And that's really what we're moving to.
Yeah. And it's so beautiful because like you mentioned, we're here. We still have the connections. We have our online forum and we'll be connecting, but it opens up a space for us also to have the freedom or flexibility is really what I'm feeling when we need to. And I like, I'm the first to raise my hand and say, I'm a perfectionist. And so if I say, we're going to stick to this schedule, of course we will, but then I want to like be there for it. So sometimes I'll take the space of hours ahead of time. And this way I can flow a little bit more with the daily schedule, the weekly schedule, the monthly schedule, and know that I'm showing up with all that I have to offer, all that I have to share. So yes. Yeah.
Sorry, I was like, yes, I kind of like jumped in there, but I'm so for that. I'm really more when my energy peaks and I feel that inspiration is when I want to show up. And so it's allowing that for me, structure doesn't work too great. So I like the free flow idea. I like some structure, but it's allowing when inspiration comes through and and all of a sudden I get inspired, I want to show up in that way. And so having that flexibility feels really nourishing for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited that we've done a little tweaks.
Yeah, same. And that is so true. When the energy comes in, I also want to jump right on it. And for example, our podcast today, I think we got the feeling not long ago, a couple of days maybe. And so we'll be flowing in that way as well. And we'd love to invite from time to time our Soulwise LA community on for the live recording of the podcast episodes, which will be really cool because having a group and the energy that everybody brings as a channel, as a healer, we can feel it. And you all probably are just as sensitive and can feel the added support. Plus, it's really fun for those of you that are wanting, a connection or a dose of light, some inspiration. it does take a few days to get the recordings out, so you'll get it in real time, which will be really nice.
Yeah, I'm excited about that because we enjoy that connection and doing that live interaction.
Yeah. So we've had this shift or expansion is what I'm hearing within our own offerings together. And then individually, we both have mentoring and we have classes we're doing. So it's a beautiful opportunity. I feel like the spring energy is here, that new birthing. And also we wanted to talk a little bit about, Layla and I were just chatting for a moment before we hit record about the energy that we're seeing in the community and in our own realities, what's happening. And I'm seeing a deeper connection going within, rewriting timelines or reworking the way that we connect with life. So it is the way we integrate and show up and then how we're perceiving. I feel like our perceptions have changed. I've seen that in my life and I feel that in others as I talk to clients and mentors sessions. Are you noticing this as well across the board, Layla?
Yeah, I am. It feels as though there's this grand reset again. And so there's multiple resets that like we all kind of have, but it's like this kind of collective reset of kind of this silence, this void, this in-between period where we're really trying to figure out who we are, how we want to show up, and maybe what we thought we wanted or thought was a truth in our life has shifted. And I actually think that's the goal, to constantly be changing, constantly evolving. And I actually think it's really nourishing when you can show up one way and then inform people and tell people, okay, now we're shifting and showing up this way, to give people permission that you don't have to be so rigid in your life. And the more flow, more surrender, more aligned action is going to bring more magic and more opportunities, the more you actually listen and allow yourself to flow with the changes. And I think just as saying, hey, we're shifting things around, gives other people maybe the opportunity to shift things around so it fits with their schedule or how they want to show up. And so it's all about allowing change and being comfortable in the unknown, in the in-between. Like when you know you're shifting, you kind of feel in that you want something, you want to have a different reality, but you don't know what that is yet. And so it's like that trust period in the in-between, that it's going to be coming in, but you're just kind of in that waiting period.
Mm-hmm. I really feel that. Yes. And within that, I feel the energy of, it feels like little ripples of waves of water or electricity. I feel the unsettled energy of movement within collective energy space, our social space, our business space. So when we go out and interact with others, I feel that like it's a little, but maybe it's the springtime energy. It's like a humming and a buzzing of excitement and movement. So what I've noticed is within that awareness, what helps me is to center and be within and really be present within and to show up for myself by honoring and being authentic. If I feel a certain way, I feel a certain way. Like if I need to rest, then I need to rest that day. Although maybe so many other people are out and really active. And the other way also, if maybe the schedule on the clock says, Amy, this is the time where you should be sleeping, but I get a hit of energy. I won't lie. I'll just go and channel that through and share it. So we all have our unique flow. The energies and movement on earth right now, and we're here for it. We're actually here to be in our truth so that those light codes and that special, if I call it magic, the frequency that we're here to share can come through in its own unique way. And that doesn't mean to have to be in a structured or feel regulated or conform at all. And so this has been really like a breath of fresh air. Having said that, I really feel like SoWise LA, how it was laid out, was perfect and amazing for that period of time. And now we're finding these new movements within ourselves and the guidance from spirit.
Yeah. It's so I just think it's so glorious to be able to start something and not say that that something was wrong. It was beautiful and perfect in that exact moment, whether it's Soulwise LA, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's a transition that you're going through. And then also honoring that shift that's happening and going, okay, now it's time for something a little different. How can we move this around? How can we make this work for everyone so that everyone feels really aligned and inspired and do it in a different way without just like dropping off? Like, you don't have to completely drop off things. It's how can I evolve this and continue the energy, but allow it to morph and change just like we constantly are. And I think there's something really cool about that for some reason, like the ability to shift and the ability to just vocalize what you need and vocalize the change and the shift that you feel within yourself. And so there's so many people who just in sessions and stuff and my own connection in of the transition period that's happening. And it's like this calm before a real big shakeup, it feels like. And so it's getting clear on who are you? How do you want to show up this year? What are your beliefs? All of that good stuff. So you can get really aware of yourself. So however the rest of this year is going to play out, you're able to really feel aligned. Like this is like a refooting, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's so much I'm feeling with these messages that you're sharing. It's like there is a refooting. And I also see the foundation that would be our morals, our ethics, our beliefs, our relationship with self, our trust with self and spirit. So when we have that foundation, okay, they're putting in our energetic hygiene. So sleep and meditation and taking care of ourselves so that we can be clear of the energy as it comes in and guidance that we would be receiving for honoring the flow, honoring the shift, and being comfortable within it. I'm also hearing trust. Like, how many of us really feel that we have those come to Jesus moments? And it's like, okay, this is something next level. I really need to trust in the process. Although my experiences in the past would say this is something new, therefore it's scary. Or, you know, like the nervous system is like on high alert. And, but at the same time, I feel the peace, I feel the guidance. And so I feel reassured that trusting in that flow is the appropriate way for me, like a healthy, safe way to do it. Still, I might have to train my body.
Yeah.
Yeah. to say it's all right.
It's okay. It's safe. We're all right in this, you know, and I really feel like when we honor that, the universe shows up for us, spirit, God, whatever, higher self. It shows up when we honor that, like that intuitive feeling like, okay, the shift's coming, but I don't know how it's going to look. And I find a lot of people who will come and ask questions about that. So I know you get that too. Like, hey, I know that this relationship is ending, or I know that I no longer want to be in this job, or I know this, but I don't really know how it's going to look to shift into this other position or shift into dating again or do this. And it's like, how do you feel comfortable in that in between and that transition? And so for me, one of the biggest things is, one, if it keeps coming intuitively and your gut instinct is this has reached its season and we need to shift, to honor that and ask for opportunities for spirit to show you signs of what's next or what's the next best step or what's aligned, and to also dig into, you know, what about this makes me afraid? Because you know, not that our ego is bad, our ego keeps us safe, but the ego doesn't want change. There's a part of us that keeps us safe. It's that very practical sense, that survival sense. And so when things start to shift, our ego kind of gets a little riled up, and that looks like our nervous system acting up. And all of a sudden we're anxious, we're fearful, or we start feeling like we're like nauseous, and all these kind of thoughts get thrown out. And so we think, oh, it's not right for us. But really what it is the body's requiring safety. The ego is needing to be honored for what it's trying to do in keeping us safe. But also we can provide that comfort to ourselves by just reassurance and compassion and listening to our body. And that's where that taking that extra rest or being able to be in flow and just having neutral time where you're not getting input of information, like you're not going and listening to podcasts and movies and music. And you're also not, you know, doing a whole lot of output. You're just in neutral time, which is like for me, like cleaning or something like that, where I'm not like trying to do something, to allow kind of like that dump of energy to fall through, that download of information of what's the next best step for me? And knowing that you wouldn't be led here, you wouldn't have this seed planted if it wasn't for a reason, even though we don't understand what it's going to look like. It's just uncomfortable, but I truly believe it's so honored, because anytime I've taken a leap and I've been like, "Ooh, this doesn't make sense logically in the human way. Like, why are you going to give up something that makes sense financially? Or you've known this person for 10 years. Like, why would you jump in that way?" Mm-hmm. Every time you do, I have been met with amazing results with that. So that's one of the main things, is just trusting, allowing time for space and surrender, and honoring your body and what it needs, and not being afraid of when it kind of wants to react with the shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing so many visions. I'm getting so much information. At first, when you were sharing about this, they kept showing me a stick shift vehicle. And I will just admit right now, I'm not the best at driving these, like, automatically. So when I go to other countries and that's what they have, my husband drives, I'm like, oh my gosh. But it's a whole thing. So, but you know, when you have those manual shifting vehicles, sometimes you go into high gear, sometimes you go down, you shift down, but there's these spaces in between where it's like you're in that neutral space and you're not pushing on the gas and you're slowing down. So we need to be able to see the road ahead of us through, well, I feel it psychically, like I'll feel the energy. But if you're one who gets messages from spirit clairvoyantly, you might say, I'm seeing the path ahead. So mm-hmm. being able to understand what's coming and say, okay, do I need to shift back a little bit and just glide here for a moment? Or are we getting ready to go like uphill, put the gas on and increase speed? And so every reality, every moment, every experience and chapter of life is going to be different. And it's beautiful to be able to honor the specific moment that we're in, because it won't last forever. So that's the thing. If we feel, gosh, this feels really uncomfortable, that's typical and it doesn't last forever. So don't worry. Don't get upset. Don't stress yourself out about it. But I also, yeah, I was really getting about when you shared how we might not know what's coming next. Mm-hmm. And I had a conversation the other day. I can't recall who it was with. Somebody out and about in town, and they were talking about their partner has a job at the hospital here. It's a new position that was just opened. It's like a new research position. And they were so happy because her partner didn't know where he wanted to be. And I remember thinking, how true is that? That sometimes we don't have the full knowing because it's not there yet. This position wasn't even around, you know, like a year ago. And so what he did was he just followed intuition and guidance of his heart and guidance from God to get all of his prerequisites and worked his way by showing up. And then when the opportunity mm-hmm. came, he was there. There it was, kind of like you would say it fell in his lap, but it didn't. He definitely worked for it by showing up and preparing. And so if we feel like, oh, I need to take a step back and just rest and reset, then there's a reason for that. It's because something beautiful, something new and up level is coming along. And if we're guided to take a couple of, let's say, like I'm seeing interactions of realignment. Yeah. I'm seeing energy move. If we're being called to realign and shift little things around, that will totally shift the trajectory of where we're going. So I feel that this message, this concept and topic really needed to come in because many are feeling that uncomfortable in between right now, knowing there's something around the corner, but yet what is it? And what's the best way for me to tune in? So I like to go into my heart space. I like to breathe and come into my body and feel aligned and at peace. And then I ask if there's anything that I might need to do in the now moment to prepare. And that helps me, the analytical human me who wants to know, like that wants to be structured, because I feel like it's a balance. There's a part of me that wants to be structured within it, but in the grand space, go with the flow. So if that means I get guidance don't worry, you have a couple of days and the next week's going to take off again, or just take time to clean the house. Like you said, I mean, I love just being free by going through the house and cleaning whatever room calls to me. So yeah, it's a whole experience. And then we need to integrate our human self, the human life, with the spiritual life, with our business life. So I'm really happy that this topic is coming up in conversation today.
You know, I think it's just so good to let people know that even as, like, for you, somebody who's been a channeler and healer, clairvoyant for all these years, or me, that we still are in that unknown space at times. I mean, even you would think, oh, Amy just knows or Layla knows, like we get senses and knowings because we've really developed and cultivated that. But there is the unknown still, because things can really shift. Yeah. And so what really is the practice that we talk about, going into your heart, aligned action, because aligned action is big, manifestation, we talk about it a lot, but it has to be done with action as well. But there is a surrender that happens in that calling in of energy, which is the manifestation. But there's also action that's applied, just like that job that you were speaking about. He did all the work in between then while sending out the energy of this is what I desire. And you wouldn't know how the universe or how God is going to show up in that way. But he did aligned action. So it's good to understand that we don't have like the one and only answer, because there is no one and only answer. And we move through in the exact same way that everyone else has to move through. We just have maybe developed a little more. I think for me is self-trust and trusting my body, trusting my intuition, trusting when something feels just a little bit off, and not denying myself and gaslighting myself, but actually going, why is my body reacting every time in this way? Oh, there's a message here that wants to come through and I'm ignoring it. So I think it's really good for us to be able to share that as well, that this is an experience that's universal to humanity and the experience that we're all kind of having, and that there's this beautiful balance, and it really is balance. It's receiving information, putting out information, and neutrality, really kind of creating that triangle where it's this perfect, most stable force, where we're not just going, oh, I just got to put out, I got to create content, I got to create, you know, ways and workshops and courses, or I got to get more information and read more podcasts. But it's that neutral point where there's just surrender, trust, and flow. And that's like the most beautiful creation, I feel like, to manifest and really live an aligned life. And so when sometimes we get worried when the wave is going a different way, we like the upswing, but when the wave comes back down, we're like, ah, but it's needed for balance and for manifesting in reality, because a lot of people are manifesting out of reality and everything stays very conceptual. So we got to have that perfect balance.
Yeah, I love that you bring that through, because that is when it then materializes and things can come into fruition. We need to give it that space to breathe and grow, mature. Yes. So yeah, this feels really good. Well, we're so happy to be here with you guys. And again, we invite you to join us on Soulwise LA. We have a full library of spiritual messages for guidance and support around everything. I'm trying to think, like, when do we start? It's spiritual hygiene onward.
Discernment, intuition, a whole bunch of really beautiful resources, meditations, energy healings, and energy healings isn't bound by time or space. So many different ways that you can go in and really kind of pick and choose what you want to dive into. And we're going to continue to update it as we feel called, and opening it up as a free platform really gives access to everyone to be able to connect in and find a community.
Yeah, there's been amazing conversations. We have a platform that has a forum where everybody can come on and chat. And if you want to know what's going on with Layla and myself, you know, we'll be putting updates there. But it's really about community and support. And yeah, community support with oodles of resources. So we welcome you to join us.
Yeah, yeah.
And we also look forward to seeing you guys on the next episode of In the Flow podcast. If you could leave some stars or a comment or thumbs up, a review, whatever platform you're on. That would be so awesome. And let us know that you're enjoying the content and you're looking for more. And then if you also find it supportive, you can turn on notifications. And we look forward again to seeing you in the near future. Until then, you can find us at SoulWise LA, and we'll see you soon. Bye.